Hello, and thank you so much for being here to learn about Bitachon today. It's Chaf Ches Av, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, August 15th, 2023. It should be a zechus for a refuah shalema for Avraham Chizkiyahu Ben Bluma. And I also, as always, want to thank Mr. Jake Wyman, Mr. Mitch Green, and we have sponsors Reb Shmuel and Dr. Ilana Platzker. Thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to my children because they often have such wonderful insights. And in fact, this week, my son David said, Daddy, I want to know what you think about this idea about Bitachon. I want to share it with you. In Parshas Ekev, Hashem tells us, Ki somar bilvavacha, if, or maybe you'll say in your heart, Rabim hagoyim ha'elem imen, these nations whom I have to conquer, they're more numerous than me. Echa uchal lahorishav, how will I be able to conquer them? How will I be able to overcome? And this is the dilemma that we have in life. How will I be able to overcome my challenges, as we talk about each week in different forms? So what does Hashem answer? You will be able to prevail. Lo sira mehem, do not fear them. And we already said many times this is about all of the difficulties that face us. Don't be afraid. Zohar tiskor, you have to definitely remember. Keep in mind something that happened in the past. Eis asher asa Hashem Elokecha, what Hashem your God did, the Pharaoh olachol Mitzrayim. The Pharaoh went to all of Egypt. You were helpless. And as I'm fond of quoting the Lutz Gerov and the Osmaim the Torah, it says Hashem tells us, I took your armies out of there. Hashem took out Tzivo Sechem. Your armies did not extricate you from being in that pickle. Your armies, Lo Herimu Etzba, couldn't even lift a finger. You were absolutely immobilized and helpless. I had to rescue your armies themselves. Amasos Hagedolos Asheru Einecha. There were so many miracles, as the Uncles translates, Masos, Nisin. Many miracles. Your eyes beheld. Your eyes saw them. Every person. I have seen miracles. We've all seen them. We see them now. If we're sitting here and learning, our ears, B'liayin Hara, are working. Our brains are processing. These are all Nisim. So we can't say, oh, it's hearsay. We're not a primary source. We're a secondary source. No, we are primary sources for miracles. Asher ra'u einecha. The osos, the signs, the hamofsim, the achronim explain that there are differences. An os is something that a time is assigned to it. It's going to happen at a certain time. Hashem promised certain aspects of the makos, said about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they were predestined at times. They were set ahead of time, and they came exactly when Hashem said. Hamofsim are supernatural spectacles that Hashem performs. Vayod HaChazoka, the strong hand, I'm reading you in Parshas Ekev. Vazroa HaNetuya, the outstretched arm. Asher Otziyacha Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem your God took you out. Kain Yaseh Hashem Elokecha. Until the word Kain, it was talking about the past. Look what happened in the past. Hashem will do the same for you. L'chol Ha'amim, regarding all the nations. All the adversaries, all those who come seemingly to harm you, Asher Atah Yoreh Mipnehem, from whom you fear. So then don't be afraid, because Hashem will do the same thing. How many times do we see this happen? Each time something comes up, I have anxiety, I'm afraid. We have to be reminded, well, Hashem took care of you last time. He saved you. I like to think we know that there's a Hebrew word, bitachon, which is insurance. That means an insurance policy. What's the difference between an insurance policy, like health insurance or auto insurance? What's the difference between that type of insurance and the bitachon, which is the trust that we have in Hashem? What does an insurance policy do? How does it perform? We pay premiums, you pay a certain amount per year, and then if something occurs, there's a claim, then you will be compensated somehow, usually. That's the general terms of an insurance policy. What about Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Think about it.
Bitachon is that those mishaps won't happen. They won't occur. Or they'll be manageable for you. They won't destroy you. That is really what we're allowed to have, that bitachon, we're supposed to. And that actually prevents many, many negative occurrences, many disasters and calamities from happening. As the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, people think, well, what do you mean? Things happened to me, right? I had this and this problem. Yeah, but there's a lot less going to happen to me the more bitachon I have. It's proportionate, as we've said many times. And then there's, of course, we activate the second type of bitachon. Okay, fine. When the thing does occur, then I have to go ahead and have bitachon that I'll be able to pull through it. And even if it's a process. So my son David was saying to me how usually what do we say? I heard it from a physician this year. I had a choice to make between two treatment programs. This was myself. And he said, he sat and explained both of them, maybe a half hour or more. And the decision wasn't so simple. And finally we decided this is where we're going to go. And he said to me something very wise. Once you make that decision, go for it, follow through with it, and don't look back. That's what he said. Don't look back. I said to myself, that's a really positive type of attitude, and it's also very productive that once we make a decision, we shouldn't second guess ourselves, because that is also a lack of bitachon. It's a lack of bitachon in my own Tzelem Elokim. And it's also a lack of trust in Hashem that things can turn out okay after I've made a decision. So sometimes, many times, we should not look back. Don't look back. Just go for it. And then Hashem can help us. I once heard Rav Moshe Meir Weissen talked about marriage. He said people think about Basheret is before people get married. Is it Basheret? They were supposed to get married. He said Basheret is once you're married, we make it Basheret. We make things work. We can have that ability to work through all types of issues. So usually we say, don't look back, don't second guess, because that's also faltering in our trust. My son David said to me, you see from these psukim, sometimes it's the opposite. Look back. It's a different type of looking back. Just like all midos, there's a place to use them. That's why they're called measures. Different measures in different times. The mitzvah of looking back, sometimes it's absolutely fundamental. Like in these psukim that we started out learning. Look back. Do look back. Not to second guess the shiz. No. Not about what I did. Look back and use the mitzvah of looking in hindsight and in retrospect to see what Hashem has done for me. Don't look too much to the future and have anxiety. At times we have to look back. What a track record we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us and saving us. We know you might say, come on, is this too positive? We know that Yaakov Avinu, as we've said many times, had so many travails and he complains about them. And Hashem said, why don't you notice that you were saved from them? Look back at the salvation and the deliverance, how you were saved from everything. So this is something that I thought was worth sharing from Parshas Ekev a couple weeks ago, that when we have anxiety and we are apprehensive and worried about what's going to happen, what's going to be, we should stop and at that moment reflect on what has happened in the past. How Hashem has brought me to this moment. Shehechianu, Hashem has brought us. It's Lizman Hazeh. We're here. We're able to prevail and to move forward, to forge ahead. And with that, we'll continue in the text of the Chofetz Chaim as he speaks to the soldiers on the battlefield. We said last time that when David HaMelech came back to the city of Siklag, found that it was Srufa Ba'esh, it was totally burnt, when the Shem Uvaneim Uvnoseim Nishbu, their wives, their children, and their daughters, the sons and daughters, had been taken captive. And we already talked about the background last week. We're moving further now. Vayisa David v'ha'am asher ito es kolam. And they all lifted their voices, vayifku, and they cried, ad asher ein bahem koach lifkos. They cried so much that they didn't even have the strength to cry anymore. That is the type of emotional experience that they went through when they found the city of Siklag, which was supposed to be a safe refuge for David. They found that it had been destroyed when they were away. It's written afterward, but Pasuk Vav says the Chafetz Chaim, Vayischazek David Bashem Elokav, Vayischazek David Bashem Elokav. And David strengthened himself. He became strong in Hashem, his God. So look at the progression of events. He comes back. He sees utter disaster, absolute destruction of the city. All the people who were basically defenseless were gone. They were captured. Who knows what their fate was? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. They cried so intensely that they were drained of all physical energy. And I always like to reflect on the fact that that happened to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, so close to Hashem. He's the epitome of a human being, of a Baal Midos, of Yirei Elokim. But still, we have to validate this. It's a reality. There are times that people cry. There are times that people suffer, Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu, so much that they're absolutely de-energized from that suffering. They're numb. Sometimes people say, I've heard people say, I'm numb. But then what? Then we have to pick ourselves up. And that's what David HaMelech did. Vayischazek David v'Hashem Elokav. He became strong. Look at the conjugation. It doesn't say Vayischazek David es atmo, that David strengthened himself, even though it has the basic same effect, this conjugation. Vayischazek, and he was strengthened, almost as if, and they're experts out there, not like me, in conjugations, but Vayischazek, bepashtus. We can prove from many other usages like this, that he was strengthened. He allowed himself to become strengthened because sometimes we don't even allow it. We're not open to picking ourselves up. So what we need to do is pick up the pieces, allow ourselves to be put back together because Hashem does heal. He heals our bodies. He's the Rofei Cholim. He heals our emotions. We have to put forth a little bit of effort and allow it to happen. Like the Kutzker Rebbe said, we already know, where do you find Hashem in the world? Of course, you know the answer, wherever you let him in. If I want Hashem in my heart and in my soul and in my emotions and in my psyche and my personality, I have to let him in. So David allowed Hashem in. First he cried. Yes, let us acknowledge that he needed to cry. But then he allowed Hashem into his life. Again, he reopened the door. Yachar kach kasu. And says the Heilige Chafetz Chaim, afterward it's written, Shesha'al be'urim v'tumim, that he consulted. He said, let's find out what we should do now. That's the Urim v'tumim. That's on the choshen, on the breastplate. It's the stones, the beautiful gems that light up, that have all the letters of the Aleph base together on them. And there's a message that's going to come. What should I do now? They shivolo. They answer David. Shayatzliach. That he will be successful. That means if we fall apart and we have a crisis, chas v'shalom, of any type, but we allow Hashem back in the door of our souls and our brains and our hearts and our emotions, we can become strong again. And this can happen on a small scale, and on a medium scale, and on a large scale, with all of those bumps in the road and the potholes that we encounter. And then it says, he asked, what should I do? And the answer was sent to him through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem, through the Urim V'Tumim, Sheyatzliach, that he will be successful. Ah, so there is hope to be successful after a downfall, chas v'shalom, after an acute crisis like he suffered. V'chein hoyo l'vesof. And that's exactly what it was. That's how it was in the end. Sheheshev es hakol. He returned. He brought everybody back. He went. He took his men. And we're going to see that they were not happy with him. Sometimes people are not happy with me because of decisions I made. It could be relatives. It could be friends. It could be my boss, my students, my colleagues, my chavrusa, whoever it might be, it might not be satisfied with me. But that is not the end of the world. That was also a bump in the road for David. He wanted to please people. Of course, he's a tzaddik. He brought everything back.
v'nitzach es kol oyavav. And he was victorious. He defeated his enemies, the Amaleki band, who had come and raided his city and captured all those defenseless people, the wives and the children. Everybody was alive. Look at that happy ending. You might say, well, wait a minute. Look what he had to go through. That's what it is in life. Hashem has certain course for us. We have to run that course. We have to go through it for whatever reasons. Why? We don't always know why. And from one evening to the next night, he struck his enemies and got back everybody. That means we can overcome. We are able to persevere. And we can repair. We can heal.
And then the Chafetz Chaim tells us, he's really explaining, there's a question here. The Pasuk wrote to us, as She'elas Ha'urim V'Tumim, that David asked from the Kohen Gadol with the lights and the signs what to do. He asked that advice when, precisely when, Achar She'kasuv, only after it's first written, by Yischazek David Bashem Elokav. And David allowed himself to be strengthened, to be rebuilt. We need to reconstruct. You know, under construction, we're always under construction. We're always renewing ourselves, allowing ourselves to be renewed, doing our part, and allowing Hashem in to help us. So it says that after he became strong, after he put the pieces back together and he re-solidified, then it says he asked, now I have a question. What should I do next? But you can't ask the question, what should I do next? What is my course of action? Until we put that together.
Lahoros tisho, lanu to us, says the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, sheteshuvas urim v'tumim, that the reply of the Urim V'Tumim, that advice that's divinely sent, it's dispatched from Hashem to David, that answer, that reply, that guidance that we get from Hashem, it could be through Das Torah, it could be through our own learning, it could be through our intuition that Hashem blesses us with. Seicha, like the Mesoros Yesharim says, Mesoros Yesharim reminds us we have a brain, we have intellect, but that answer that directs us, wherever the answer might be coming from in whatever situation, it's from my Rebbe, it's from my spouse, whatever the answer is, that's the proper avenue, the conduit for this information that I need, for this course of action, that answer, that reply of what to do next, what should I do next, Sheyatzliach, and it said that he'll be successful, Hoyarak Ba'avur, was only there because Shehischazek Mitchila Es Bitchon of Hashem. He became strong with his trust in Hashem. Once the person becomes strong, once I put myself back together, I pick up the pieces, I say, okay, there has to be some solution here. Once that happens, then I can figure out what to do. But if I don't strengthen myself, if I'm still like jello or like liquid and I have fallen apart, I'm like a puddle, I'm liquefied, I'm not strong at all, then I probably, if not definitely, won't be able to figure out what to do next. I won't even be able to ask for advice. Did it ever happen to you that you got a blowout? We have so many beautiful car stories. Hashem always saves us and protects us. So one time I was on a highway and I had a blowout with one of the vans that we had owned. It was on I-75 here. So we pulled over to the shoulder. Person will say, well, how do you know you had a blowout? Oh, that's unmistakable. Let's face it. You feel like you're riding on the metal wheel, not on a tire. At least 25% of the wheels are like that. So we pull over to the side, and I said to myself, okay, I don't know if I'm so good at this. You know, they have that spare tire. The spare tire is really what they call a donut. And that is that little tire that's big enough to get you to a place where you're going to get a new tire. Pull over to the side. And I have some of my kids with me. They're very young. And I'm not so good with repairing cars. And I just said to myself, okay, Mibana Shalom, here we are on the shoulder. Not very long did it take till a car stopped on the shoulder.
And out came someone whom, if you would meet in a dark alley, you would probably run the other way. And I said to myself, what if Shalom's going to take care of us? And so it was. The gentleman covered with tattoos from the waist up, and all the tattoos were visible, strong, solid muscle, took off everything that he needed to do. He jacked it up, put it on. We were all set, soft-spoken person. There are so many agents of Hashem. Hashem always sends help. We have to just have this bitachon. And when we calm down and think yud kei vav kei, like it says in halakha, then that's able to transcend all of our challenges. And we're able to have solutions to everything. The more bitachon, the more Yeshua. That's what we know. And I wanted to share with you some comments about this story from the Me'am Lois, because the story of Siklag that we're talking about, it needs to be elucidated. And one thing we have to talk about that has to do with bitachon is David's anguish, his emotional pain. As the Me'am Lois says, it's in Perek Lamed, Pasik Vav, in Shmuel Aleph. Vatatzar leDavid ma'od. The Pasik says David was very distressed. Again, we have to dwell on this. The reason I'm going to do so is because I'm reminding myself that a human being has challenges that sometimes cause anguish. We should have very few or none, halavai, and we should know how to process them and work through them. But we have to actually acknowledge and validate that these things are true. It happened to David. That's why, if someone asks me, why did it write so much about David's problems and everybody's problems in Tanakh? My Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Wein, always told us. So we should realize that Sefer told those Adam, as it says in Bereishis. The Torah is for us. It's for human beings. So if I see that David was very distressed, he was very pained, so then I understand that's something that happens to the greatest human being. Yes, on his level. I understand that also. But it happens to every person at times. But why? What was the source of his pain? Oh, of course, he came back to Tiklag, like we talked about before, and the city had been burned down, and all the human beings, the defenseless wives and sons and daughters, had been led away. So does anybody have to explain why he was very, very distraught? No, but the Me'am Lois has another keen insight here. Very real life point. Sheha'am ka'asalav. Because the people were angry at him. The people were mad at him. They were furious. That is another reason. Of course we know that he's upset about what happened with the city. But no, there's more than that. There's human beings that are upset at me. Sometimes people say, oh, you're too much of a people pleaser. True, sometimes we go too far with it. But we are supposed to be in having positive relationships, interpersonal relationships with people. So David was extremely pained that the people were angry at him. Now, why were they angry at him? Why were his men angry at him? Shehalach im Achish. Because he decided to go with Achish. Remember last time? Very fateful decision he had to make. Very big paradox he had. Because if he went along, then he might have to be on the battlefield facing his father-in-law Shaul and the Bnei Israel. And even though Shaul had tried to kill him so many times, he wasn't going to kill Shaul. We already know that. And he can't join Shaul, because if he joins Shaul Hamelech's army, then he's already enemies with Achish. And anyway, Shaul also wouldn't like him. Shaul wanted to kill him before, and then Achish would also want to kill him. He's talking about a not very pleasant sandwich to be in. So the people were angry at him that he had gone with Achish. He had no choice but to go. If he stayed, then he would blow his cover. We learned that last time. So were you ever in a situation where either course of action, meaning both of them, are going to be difficult to deal with the ramifications of them? We're between a rock and a hard place. Or, as I've heard, it's six of one, half a dozen of another. That's what David had been faced with when he went. Whatever he would have done, it wouldn't have been the right thing, it would seem. But no, I have to say to myself, Hashem has a solution. I can wiggle out of this. So he went. When he went, that was great because Hashem did a miracle and caused Achish to send him back, as we learned last time. But now that he came back, and that's what the city was like, the people were angry at him. The Ayyadei Kain, Goram, through going, he caused the Snaplus HaAmalekim Al Tziklag.
He caused the Amalekim to pounce on the city and to burn it and to take everybody captive. So the people were angry at him. Now, why am I chewing up this line and digesting it? Because we have to realize that sometimes whatever decision we make, somebody will be upset, or somebody might be upset at what I did. In that case, we really have to activate full bitachon and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me through it, please. Show me how to go through this. And I will get through in the most positive way. And David was vindicated, though, because they got everybody back. Yeah, the city was a loss, but he couldn't stay. He also kind of couldn't go, and Hashem helped him by having him sent back, as we learned last time. So he saved him from that. But then he came back, and he had a different problem, a colossal problem. The city was burnt. Did it ever happen that I made it through this? Baruch Hashem, wonderful, beautiful. Hashem saved me. I worked hard, but then there was something else waiting. We know Avram Avinu, the epitome of people who passed their nisyonos after the Akedah, comes home. Yes, you all know. And Sarah Imenu had been nisteris. She had passed away. So what does this show us? That life is a series of challenges. I was going to say the word silly. Life is sometimes pretty silly also. We should see the humor. There's a lot of humor in life. What has to happen is we have to realize that there might be something else that I'm going to come across. But Hashem can be with me. He will be with me at every challenge. And this idea of pleasing people, we have to put it in the proper balance. This is what I'm telling myself. Yes, we are supposed to have positive relationships with people, but there will be times that people might not be satisfied with me. I'm doing the best I can. I did the best I can. Maybe I didn't even do the best I can, but I can try to pick up the pieces and move on. And Hashem helped David do it. And he came back together. He got the advice from Hashem. And he went ahead and he persevered. And when it says that everybody was bitter because they were missing their families, but it says they were only missing their sons and daughters, why doesn't it mention that they were all in anguish because their wives were also missing? We're going to leave that as a cliffhanger. Okay, so you have something to think about. If you look in Shmuel, Aleph, near the end, and when they came back to Tziklag, the story that we're still exploring, it says they were very bitter because their sons and daughters were gone. Now, we know that they were very anguished about the wives not being there also, but why doesn't it mention it in the pasuk at that point? So that's going to be something we're going to talk about next time. But I want to summarize what we learned today. Short summary. We learned today that sometimes we need to look back. I will look back at the event of the last year, the events of the last 10 years. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in all of these years, in these decades. How many times he saved us. We learned at one Vad that Merosh Harare Kedem, that in Yosef's Chelek, there's a praise that Moshe Rabbeinu says. He has ancient mountains. What is so wonderful about having ancient? Oh, yes, my mountains are senior citizens. Isn't that something to be proud of? Mountains in my plot of land have been here a long time. Like, who cares? No, because the Mefarshim explain that shows Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem has taken care of me and my family and my possessions and my health for so long. So many nisyonos. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that one of the Chachamim would stand up for people of any religion who were older because kama har paskoi, the Gemara in Kiddushin says. How many challenges, difficulties has the person faced and been saved from? So life experience, we can look back, and we should look back at the times that it's beneficial to our avodas Hashem to see all the chasdei Hashem, kilo samnu, kilo cholu rachamav. Hashem's compassion never ends. It's absolutely infinite. We should continue to see nisim and niflos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining us.